Soy, one of the 9 most common food allergens. Allergic reactions. Anaphylactic reactions are severe allergic reactions that occur when the body's immune system overreacts to a particular allergen. These reactions may be caused by food, insect stings, latex, medications, and other substances. In Canada, the 9 priority food allergens are peanuts, tree nuts, sesame seeds, milk, eggs, seafood, fish, crustaceans and shellfish, soy, wheat, and sulfites, a food additive. What are the symptoms of an allergic reaction? When someone comes in contact with an allergen, the symptoms of a reaction may develop without warning, may be delayed, may happen as 2 episodes, biphasic, or may develop quickly, then rapidly progress from mild to severe. The most dangerous symptoms include breathing difficulties, a drop in blood pressure, or shock, which may result in loss of consciousness and even death. A person experiencing an allergic reaction may have any of the following symptoms: trouble breathing, speaking, or swallowing, a drop in blood pressure, rapid heartbeat, loss of consciousness, flushed face, hives or a rash, red and itchy skin, swelling of the eyes, face, lips, throat and tongue, anxiousness, distress, faintness, paleness, sense of doom, weakness, cramps, diarrhea, vomiting. How are food allergies and severe food allergy reactions treated? Currently, there is no cure for food allergies. The only option is complete avoidance of the specific allergen. Appropriate emergency treatment for a severe food allergy reaction includes an injection of epinephrine, adrenaline, which is available in an auto-injector device. Epinephrine must be administered as soon as symptoms of a severe allergic reaction appear. The injection must be followed by further treatment and observation in a hospital emergency room. If your allergist has diagnosed you with a food allergy and prescribed epinephrine, carry it with you all the time and know how to use it. Follow your allergist's advice on how to use an epinephrine auto-injector device. Frequently asked questions about soy allergies. I have a soy allergy. How can I avoid a soy-related reaction? Avoid all food and products that contain soy and soy derivatives, including any product whose ingredient list warns it may contain soy. Can a soy allergy be outgrown? Soy allergies are most common in infants and usually develop at 3 months of age. Most infants outgrow their soy allergy by the age of 2. However, a severe soy allergy can last a lifetime. Consult your allergist before reintroducing soy products. How can I determine if a product contains soy or soy derivatives? Always read the ingredient list carefully. Soy and soy derivatives can often be present under different names, for example, tofu. What do I do if I'm not sure whether a product contains soy or soy derivatives? If you have a soy allergy, do not eat or use the product. Get ingredient information from the manufacturer. Watch out for allergen cross-contamination. Cross-contamination is the transfer of an ingredient, food allergen, to a product that does not normally have that ingredient in it. Through cross-contamination, a food that should not contain the allergen could become dangerous to eat for those who are allergic. Cross-contamination can happen during food manufacturing through shared production and packaging equipment. At retail, Through shared equipment, for example, cheese and deli meats sliced on the same slicer, and through bulk display of food products, for example, bins of baked goods, bulk nuts, and during food preparation, at home or in restaurants, through equipment, utensils, and hands. Avoiding soy and soy derivatives. Make sure you read product labels carefully to avoid products that contain soy and soy derivatives. Avoid food and products that do not have an ingredient list and read labels every time you shop. Manufacturers may occasionally change their recipes or use different ingredients for varieties of the same brand. Refer to the following list before shopping. Other names for soy: edamame, kinako, kuradufu, miso, monodiglyceride, natto, nimame, okara, soya, soja, soybean, soybeans, soy protein, isolate, concentrate, vegetable protein, tempeh, textured soy flour, TSF, textured soy protein, TSP, textured vegetable protein, TVP, tofu, soybean, curds, yuba. Possible sources of soy. Note, avoid all food and products that contain soy in the ingredient list, for example, soy cheese. Baby formulas. Baked goods and baking mixes, for example, breads, cookies, cake mixes, donuts, pancakes. Bean sprouts. Beverage mixes, for example, hot chocolate, lemonade. Breadcrumbs, cereals, crackers. Breaded foods, chili, pastas, stews, taco filling, tamales. Canned tuna, minced hams. Chewing gum, cooking spray, margarine, vegetable shortening, vegetable oil, diet drinks, imitation milk, dressings, gravies, marinades, frozen desserts, hydrolyzed plant protein, HPP, hydrolyzed soy protein, HSP, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, HVP. Lecithin, monosodium glutamate, MSG, may contain hydrolyzed protein. Processed and prepared meats, for example, beef, deli, pork, poultry. Sauces, for example, soy, shoyu, tamari, teriyaki, Worcestershire. Seafood-based products, fish, seasoning spices. Simulated fish and meat products, for example, surimi, imitation crab lobster meat, simulated bacon bits, snack foods, for example, candy, chocolate, energy bars, fudge, popcorn, potato chips, soups, broths, soup mixes, stock, spreads, dips, mayonnaise, peanut butter, thickening agents, vegetarian dishes. Non-food sources of soy: cosmetics, soaps, craft materials, glycerin, milk substitutes for young animals, pet food, vitamins. Note, these lists are not complete and may change. Food and food products purchased from other countries through mail order or the internet are not always produced using the same manufacturing and labeling standards as in Canada. What can I do? Be informed. See an allergist and educate yourself about food allergies. Contact your local allergy association for further information. If you or anyone you know has food allergies or would like to receive information about food being recalled, sign up for the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's CFIA free email, Food Recalls and Allergy Alerts Notification Service, available at www.inspection.gc.ca. When you sign up, you will automatically receive food recall public warnings. Before eating, allergists recommend that if you do not have your epinephrine auto-injector device with you, that you do not eat. If an ingredient list says a product may contain or does contain soy or soy derivatives, do not eat it. If you do not recognize an ingredient or there is no ingredient list available, avoid the product. What is the Government of Canada doing about food allergens? The Government of Canada is committed to providing safe food to all Canadians. The CFIA and Health Canada work closely with municipal, provincial, and territorial partners and industry to meet this goal. The CFIA enforces Canada's labeling laws and works with associations, distributors, food manufacturers, and importers to ensure complete and appropriate labeling of all foods. The CFIA recommends that food companies establish effective allergen controls to minimize the potential for allergic reactions. When the CFIA becomes aware of a potential serious hazard associated with a food, such as undeclared allergens, the food product is recalled from the marketplace and a public warning is issued. The Food and Drug Regulations require that pre-packaged food be labeled and that their ingredients appear in a list in decreasing order of proportion. However, these regulations do not currently require components, for example, ingredients, of certain foods and products, such as flavoring, seasoning, spices, and vinegar, to be listed on food labels. Health Canada has worked with the medical community, consumer associations, and the food industry to enhance labeling regulations for priority allergens, gluten sources, and sulfites in prepackaged food sold in Canada. Health Canada is proposing to amend the Food and Drug Regulations to require that the most common food and food ingredients that cause life-threatening or severe allergic reactions are always identified by their common names, allowing consumers to easily recognize them. Where can I get more information? For more information on food allergies, ordering free copies of this pamphlet, and subscribing to the free Food Recalls and Allergy Alerts email notification service, visit the CFIA website at www.inspection.gc.ca or call 1-800-442-2342, TTY 1-800-465-7735, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday to Friday. Below are some organizations that can provide additional allergy information. Allergy Asthma Information Association, www.aaia.ca. Anaphylaxis Canada, www.anaphylaxis.ca. Association Québécoise des Allergies Alimentaires, www.aqaa.qc.ca, French only. Canadian Society of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, www.csaci.medical.org, English only. Health Canada, www.hc-sc.gc.ca. Developed in consultation with Allergy Asthma Information Association, Anaphylaxis Canada, Association Québécoise des Allergies Alimentaires, Canadian Society of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, and Health Canada. Canada. Catalog number A104-27/2-2005E. ISBN 0-662-40351-7. P0427-05/06E.